right, everyone. That is Dream Lover by Kenya Soul Singer. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Love Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here. Feel free to call in on the guest line number at 657-383-0771. I have with me Miss Kenya Soul Singer this evening. She is an R&B singer-songwriter. Welcome, Kenya Soul Singer, to the show.
Thank you, Brenda, and thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
So tell our audience out there a little bit briefly about yourself and how you began your singing career.
Well, I was born and raised in Oklahoma City. I was born and raised in the church. But thankfully, my parents allowed me to listen to all genres of music. And so I grew up on the Dab Band and Earth, Wind & Fire, Renee and Angela, the Whistlers, Loose Ends, the Isley Brothers, the Gap Band, you know, and then some gospel greats like Daryl Coley, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, the Clark Sisters. And I feel all those influences inside of me. And so I actually sang with the gospel group for a very long time. But around 2010, I wasn't with the group anymore. And I wrote my first R&B song, and that just started my journey. I was so excited. I was like, this song is pretty cool, you know, and so I said, why not record it? You know, I said, you know, I'm not going to let it sit here. I don't want to have regrets and go, you know, I'll be 60 or 70 going, what if I would have recorded that song? And so I went, I found a producer, Spite of the Rise musician, may he rest in peace. He developed this track for me. I recorded that song. It was called, oh, my goodness, I can't even remember now, Beautiful. Oh, my goodness, my first single called Beautiful in 2011. It was released, and I just had the buzz by then. So I released a full album called Groovy Way in 2011, and it has brought me to this journey and releasing my fifth album, The Bridge, which you just played the first track from that album, Dream Lover.
Yeah, I love that. Now,
thank you.
How old were you when you started singing as a little girl? Did you sing in church?
I did sing in church. I sang in the Sunbeam Choir from about a two-year-old until I was about six. And then when I was about 10 or 11, the minister of music for the mass choir was like, I want you to come sing with the grown people. And I was like, for real? And so from then, I started singing with the mass choir. And so singing has just always been a huge part of my life, probably just from even in the womb when my mom was singing in the choir pregnant with me. But singing and music has always been huge and a daily thing in my life.
Right. So yes. Also, there are other curious minds want to know, did or do you play a musical instrument?
I do tinkle a little bit on the piano. I'm not efficient at all. However, I'm good enough to pick out the chords when I hear them. And so I'm actually playing the keys on several of the songs on this album and on some previous albums. So I hope that I'm getting a little bit better. If I discipline myself, I would love to really be able to play. But, yeah, I'll tinkle a little bit on the keys.
All right. So I see that you tell stories in your music of life, love, joy, and pain. So your experience in life, love, joy, and pain, your experience allows you to songwriting and in your lyrics.
Right.
Is that what you chose to do? Is that where you feel comfortable at?
Right.
Because
right.
of your experience? Are you helping others
right.
through your music?
Right. Well, in my songwriting, definitely life, love, joy, and pain are part of my own personal experience. But it's also just about the experiences of maybe my family or some girlfriends or just something I saw on a reality show or something I see in the news or just something that you realize happens in the walks of people daily. And anything inspires me to write any type of lyrics, you know. And so since I have had experiences in love and in life, and since I know so many people that have had good and bad experiences, I just have a wealth of lyrics inside of me. And so when I hear a good beat, it just doesn't take long for those lyrics to just start flowing out. And sometimes I don't know where they come from. You know, sometimes the music and the beat calls for certain lyrics. Like I have a song on my album called Summer Nights, and just the groove of it just made me think about the summertime and the stars and being out on the patio, sipping on some wine. And so that track just called for the lyrics Summer Nights. And so I love when that happens. I love when that happens, when the track just calls out for lyrics. But I'm so full of lyrics and poetry and emotion and all that good stuff, and I feel so blessed to have that inside of me. I have so much more that is yearning to come out, and so it just excites me to talk about it. And I can't
wait
to do it again. Yeah.
You excite me because it's like you're a breath of fresh air bringing back old school R&B sound, the rhythm, the melody, the lyrics, the words.
Hey.
That is just like a fresh air to us folks, the grown
yes.
and sexy. They
yes.
want that so bad back. You know what I'm saying? You know? We have a caller, area code 301. Please state your name. Go ahead and speak, please.
Hi, it's Gwendolyn.
Hey, Gwendolyn.
Is that my girl, Gwendolyn Collins?
What's up, Virgo Soul Sis?
What's happening, sister?
Not much. I'm listening in. You guys sound so great, like you're having such a good time.
Thank you. I'm so glad you called in.
Oh, of course. Hi.
Hi. I'm glad you called in. You know all of us sisters got to stick together.
Uh-oh, I didn't know.
Yep, that's right. Yes, we do.
Wow.
We all in the same category. We all love music. We all make music. And as far as our life experiences, we're all
right.
to experience the same kind of way, but with a twist in the different situations, but they all the same. But we all
right.
got to stick together, you know what I'm saying? But thank you for calling, Gwendolyn. Thank you for your support.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I am probably Kenya's number one fan, and she knows
Aww.
It. I listen to her new project every day, and I was actually telling her earlier, every time I listen to it, it's like a whole different experience for me. I may listen to one song and fall in love with it, and then the next day I listen to, like today I was listening to In the Moment, and I was like, oh my God, this is the joint right here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Last week it was Dream Lover. You know, I was walking
yeah.
around the house singing Dream Lover, so
yeah.
kudos to you, Kenya, for putting out such an amazing album. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gwendolyn. That means so much coming from an amazing artist such as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, girl. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And Gwendolyn, I would love to have you on my show.
Yeah. I believe that you have probably had some contact with Sylvia. We just got to make that happen. Make it happen.
Making it happen.
Yeah.
I love
Absolutely.
You. I love your sound as well.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. She's got a style.
All right.
And I absolutely love her vibe as well.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna stay on and listen, but I don't know if you guys talked about it yet, but I can't wait to hear. You know, if I missed it, Kenya talk about what's popping next month and what's in September.
My gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
Please stay on the line, sis. Stay on the line.
Yeah. Go ahead and put me on mute. I'm a listening right here. I love you, Kenya.
All
right,
love
All
you,
right.
honey. Thank you.
All right. Bye, y'all.
All right. Bye, bye. Kenya, what is any new music projects that you have coming up later in the year?
Well, actually, lady, my project, The Bridge, just dropped May 25th. So that's my brand new baby. It's a newborn. You know what I'm saying? I'm still nursing her and still trying to get the word out about her birth. And so I plan on just shopping this CD around and doing some touring and some traveling and singing it live for at least another year and then possibly start on a new project, but not until maybe next year or so.
Okay. So you have any upcoming performances, any events, and in any cities that are scheduled?
I do. I'm so very excited to be sharing the stage with my sis, Gwendolyn Collins, who is on the phone right now. Yes, I'm going to Maryland actually next month. So July 19th, I will be sharing the stage with Gwendolyn. And if she's still on the line, I don't know the venue, but it is on my Facebook page. And you can find the venue and the tickets and where you can get the tickets and all that kind of stuff. But Gwendy, can you give a little more insight?
Am I not on mute?
Yes.
I thought I was on mute. I don't know what y'all hearing in the background. Yeah, Kenya, absolutely. July 19th in Annapolis, Maryland at Metropolitan Lounge. I have to add, and kitchen, because they have, like, the best food. So not only are you going to get Kenya Soul Singer singing that beautiful, dope music, you got good drinks, good food, happy hours. I can't wait because Kenya came to the DMV. When was it? Was it 2017,
I believe.
Killed the spot.
Oh, yeah.
They love her area.
Get down.
They love her here.
And
the men just think she's so beautiful. So.
Oh, Lord.
Get down. Shut the door.
Yes, I love performing in the DMV. I've performed in lots of places, but they seem to really embrace and love indie artists there. And so that has a special place in my heart, being an indie artist and having so much respect for the grind of an indie artist. It's beautiful when fans support the movement. And so I love the DMV for that, because they really embrace indie artists. And so thank you, DMV, and I'm going to see you guys really, really soon, and love on y'all for real, though. And so also, Brenda, I have another event coming up with Ms. Gwendolyn Collins. We're going over to the UK. We're going over to the UK in September for the Moments for Love UK Soul Sessions. So myself, Gwendolyn Collins, Blaze, and Isma will be taking the stage at the Hideaway Live Club in London Saturday, September 22nd. And so we're totally geeked and excited about that.
Yeah.
London is another place that embraces and loves the soul indie music movement, and they embrace us and our music. And we just can't wait to go share overseas as well this year.
Yeah, and we did this in 2016. Me and Kenya spent about 3 weeks in London. We was grinding, girl. I was like, yes, that's my Virgo fifth. We grinding. But, you know, through all of the grinding, we got a little sick, you know.
Yes.
But that show, I'm not saying it's amazing because we were on it. I'm saying it's amazing because when the show was over, the people in London, like, they felt the love that we wanted to give on the stage.
Wow.
And we shared a stage. There was no headliner. You know, I mean, we all went on separately,
but the
movement was about, we're over here. It was four of us. We're showing you that as independent artists, we can get along and we can collaborate on one stage. We also self-promoted and sponsored it. So for that one, no one brought us over. We brought ourselves over, and we sold out that joint.
Yes, we did.
Damn.
Kenya performed my favorite song, Perfect Time for Love. That's one of my favorites, Perfect Time for Love, from Meet Me in the Glow. I know all your stuff, girl. I know all your stuff.
Mother Kenya. Mother Kenya, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Brenda, this is my producer, CAT, on the line.
Okay, welcome.
Hey,
thank
Brenda.
How wonderful is that?
Thank you.
I'm breaking in. Hey, Gwendolyn, how you doing?
I'm great. So good to hear you on the line.
I got to call in. Got to call in to support. Brenda, thanks for having Kenya Soul Singer on today. We appreciate that. That's love.
I love her music. I love the way she does things, her actions, her moves, her character, her music, her lyrics. what she's saying about.
I think that about wraps everything up right there.
She's one full package.
She said it all.
I want her in my house.
Wow. Okay. I was not expecting that. That came from out of the blue.
Kenya and Gwilyn in a box and wrap them up and keep them here. And
wow.
I'll be
okay.
Bring y'all out when I'm ready. That's what's up with that. Y'all bring
she trying to
okay.
yeah, cap. She trying to keep us captive.
I think we might have to have
sorry.
A negotiator for this. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's gonna pan out. You know?
I don't mean to really anything. But you know, y'all are a breath of fresh air for R&B music, black sisters coming out here in the 21st century, and it's a breath of fresh air bringing back R&B music that's talking about life, love, joy, and pain. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate y'all both. And thank you, producer, for calling on the show. Thank you for your support calling in. I really thank
you.
You're welcome.
So,
you're welcome, Kenya.
Yes. Hey, so before I go, Kenya, I just want to say something to you personally. And Brenda, you know, not only is Kenya like an amazing vocalist, artist, producer, songwriter, all those things. Kenya, you are a beautiful person, and it means the world to me that we have not only connected in music, but in friendship, and I cannot wait to see you next month, lady. Now, y'all need to put me on mute.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank you so much. And I share the same sentiments towards you. Love you much, and I'll see you next month on the stage, lady.
All right, honey. Y'all take care. Bye, Kat. Bye, Brenda.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Peace.
So, back to the show. Now, let's see. What is your ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music, Kenya Soul Singer?
Well, you know, when I first started this journey, a friend of mine gave me the best piece of advice I think I've ever gotten since I started since I've been in the music game, and it's really simple. She said, don't give people what you think they want, but give them you and make them want that. And that's what I've done. I've not tried to alter anything or take away from, you know, the organic nature of how I create. I've just given people me, and they seem to love it. And so all I really want to do is just continue to create music that people can relate to, that people can chill to, ride to, clean their house to, make love to,
that just makes
people happy. And, you know, if I can make a couple of coins in the process, that would be beautiful, too. You know what I'm saying?
It's just a ball.
You know, it's a passion for me. And so, really, it's just that, you know, my prayer is that the creative juices do not stop flowing and that I can just ride this thing on out until I can't do it no more.
All right, now. Thank you. Now, the song Dream Lover, I played it at the beginning of the show. Now, how did you come up with the title of that song? I know there's a story. Ain't there a little story that came up?
There is. There's a little story behind it. Well, I think Dream Lover is the first to the last song that we recorded, and we started recording this album almost a couple of years ago. And so we were kind of listening to what we thought was the finished product, and Cap was like, nah, something is missing. We need to add one more joint on there, something that's just like smashing, you know. And so he started to create this track. I threw in my little contribution to the effort. And as the track was being created, you know, I have this pretty wild, vivid imagination. And so I just started hearing these lyrics about the perfect lover who does all the right things, says all the right things, takes you to all the right places, kicks you in all the right places, you know, just knows how to finesse you and do you right. The guy you know, that a lot of girls dream about. And I said, it'd be cute really to just write a song, you know, just to give the dream lover some shine. And so cute little lyrics with a real seductive, groovy, funky beat, and it's reminiscent of the emotions that join flowers, which I love, and so it just reminds me a little bit of that, and so I think it turned out real, real buttery. I love that joint.
Well, I'm going to spin another one of your song tracks. This one's called Make My Day, so tell us all a little bit about this song.
Right, Make My Day, one of my favorites. it's, you know, the lyrics are real flirty, sexy. It's just a very forward and powerful lady behind these lyrics. She's taking the lead and approaching the gentleman, you know. Sometimes you have to approach the guy, ladies, you know, and I'm sure a lot of men that are listening would agree with that. And so Make My Day is just all about being bold enough to take that step and say, tell me your name and make my day.
All right, Make My Day. Everyone, stay tuned.
That you're the finest man I've ever seen. Don't say goodbye yet till you tell me your name. I swear it's been a real long time since I felt chemistry like this one, so I'll be direct. I'm feeling no shame, so won't you walk this way? Make my day. I won't be okay till you tell me your name. If you stay, it would make my day. Walk this way and you give me your number, then I'll call you. Feeling like a hunter with a perfect view, and I'm gonna catch you too. You know it's true. I know I'm being bold, but life is too short. I let you walk away, I might not see you no more, and that would make me so blue. So won't you walk this way? Make my day. I won't be okay till you tell me your name. If you stay, it would make my day. Walk this way and I wanna spend some time, so can we? Because I know you taste like candy. We should try, we could fly tonight. I'll pour us both a shot of brandy. Those big strong hands won't come in handy. We should try, we could fly tonight. Walk this way, make my day. Tell me your name. If you stay, it would make my day. Walk this way and tell me your name. But don't you
Let's Jazz It Up, Make My Day by Kenya Soul Singer. Anyone is welcome to call the guest line number at 657-383-0771 and speak to Kenya Soul Singer. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kenya. Thank you. I love that. Make My Day.
Absolutely. Yes.
All
yes.
right.
Thank you.
All right. So, Kenya, what have you made during your music journey?
Say that one more time, Brenda.
Any accomplishments that you have made, awards? Are you involved in any nominations, any events, shows, awards for your talent?
Well, no, thus far, no awards, but, you know, I know that that could still happen. However, when we did the Moments for Love show in London a couple of years ago, we were actually nominated for Show of the Year and on the ticket with some greats such as Stevie Wonder. So even to be nominated for that was an absolute honor. And so
wow.
I definitely hold that with much pride, absolutely.
All right. So, and also, I'd like for you to give our audience that's listening your website information and also information on any social sites that you're on, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go ahead, please,
right,
Kenya.
Right. Okay, well, my website is KenyaSoulSinger.com. Please come by and visit my website at any time. My social media sites are all Kenya Soul Singer. So if you go to Facebook, my Kenya's Joint, which is my fan page on Facebook, is Kenya Soul Singer. Instagram is Kenya Soul Singer. Twitter, I believe, is at simply Kenya One. And so, but if you go to my website, KenyaSoulSinger.com, you can get to any of my social media sites, my YouTube channel, and all that good stuff.
All right. Okay. Somebody's making some noise.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I had to mute them off. So if you were asked to perform with an artist, any artist that inspires you, who would that be?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to take the stage with Miss Anita Baker and sing a duet of Angel with her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to
say
she's probably one of my biggest female influences. You know, I've been sitting, I used to sit on the floor in my aunt's bedroom and sing that album all summer long. Angel, the songstress, Anita's first album. And so, you know, she's definitely been such a huge inspiration. Her music career is absolutely amazing. All of her albums are, you can play from the beginning to the end. Her vocals are just, you know, indescribable, but you always know who she is. When Anita starts singing, you know it's her. And so since I just love her so much, I would love, love, love to just take the stage with her and just do a little doop, 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 you know what I'm saying? That would make my day for sure.
So are there any other artists who are your favorite that inspired you growing up as a child or during your years in your musical journey? Are there any other favorite artists?
Yes, absolutely. I think I talked about when we first got on, like I love Earth, Wind, and Fire and bands like that, the Dazz Band and Kool and the Gang and just those bands, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, more currently, like bands like Mint Condition. So just those bands that just play that live and just have those exciting live shows. Love, love, love those bands. Love Renee and Angela, Angela Wimbush, The Whispers, Loose Ends, The Ivory Brothers, so many, The Gap Bands. And, of course, I love Rahsaan Patterson and Dwele, Eric Robeson, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu. You know, I could go on and on.
Okay,
about
right,
the artists
right.
that I love. You know, we could be on the phone all night because I love so
right.
many artists. I respect the grind of an artist
right.
and just the artistry is so, you know, commendable that the artists share and just continue to write and share with the listeners. So love, love, love so many artists, so many artists.
Now, I see you say you do jazz as well. What type of jazz do you do? Smooth jazz, contemporary?
Well, I don't do much jazz as far as what I create. I think there's like a little infusion in some of my music, but I definitely
mm-hmm.
love to listen to smooth jazz. And one of my favorite Pandora stations is Nick Colleone's. Smooth jazz,
yeah.
that's my thing right there.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That's really the genre. Smooth jazz, I could literally listen to all day and night because
right.
you know, it's so relaxing, but it's also got some pep in it, you know, so it's not going to put you
yeah.
to sleep, but it's going to really relax
yeah.
you and just mellow you out. Love smooth
yeah.
jazz. And I would love
right.
to actually do an album, a smooth jazz album. So I'm glad you said that. I'm going to have to really kind of think about doing something like that.
Yay!
Yeah,
yay.
I think I might like that.
Right. So
yes.
have you ever done any cover songs? And how do you feel about doing cover songs?
I have done some cover songs.
I did Anita Baker, Been So Long, on my Love You to Life album, and I absolutely loved recording that song. It's probably one of the hardest vocals I've ever done. Love doing that. And on my current album, The Bridge, I covered Dionne Warwick's Deja Vu, which I love as well since I was a young girl. I've loved that song. So I definitely love doing covers. But, you know, when it comes to the live movement of music and artists going around to sing live, I hope that the desire grows to hear an artist's original material. You know, a lot of times when you go gig, people want to hear you sing all covers. And then I go, but I've written 5 albums worth of music, and I want to share, you know, what I've written as well. And so while I love recording some covers from time to time, when I do live shows, I just love to do what I created. And then throw in a little cover, you know, every now and then for the tag or something like that. So definitely love covers, love the few that I've done. Absolutely love them. I'm sure I'll do another one as well. Yeah, love doing covers for sure.
Okay. I'm going to play another one of your tracks. This one's called Taboo. Now, is there a story behind this one?
Not much of a story. Cap produced this track. I wrote the lyrics, and I think just, you know, being, like you said, grown and sexy, you know, sometimes you got to spice up the love life, you know, switch it up, change it up, do something a little different to keep your mate satisfied and feeling lovely and free. And so Taboo is just encouraging your love. Be like, you know, I still love you, baby, but tonight let's do something a little different, you know.
Right,
and I think everybody
right.
wants to hear that from time to time. So Taboo is just an encouragement of, you know, taking it up a notch.
Right, right. Well, here we go. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back. Here is Taboo by Kenya Soul Singer.
Things we used to do. I was thinking we could spice it up, switch it up, let's try something new. If we tried, I know we could find something that's taboo. Really?
All right, that is Taboo, everyone. All right, my Kenya Soul Singer. Yes, that is it. Now,
thank you.
So, Kenya Soul Singer, my girl.
Yes.
One day I'm going to come and see you in concert. I live down here in Evansville, Indiana. And hopefully you come close enough, I'll come and see you in concert. Girl, I will run up to you and squeeze you.
Well, absolutely. So I hope I do get to see you one night when I come off the stage and just come give you a big old hug. I would love that. I would love that so much.
All right. Okay. Now, I would like for you to mention your performances that are upcoming that you mentioned earlier in the show. Can you go ahead and give that information again?
Yes, next month, July 19th. I hope I'm getting that date right.
I will be in
Maryland, yes, with Gwendolyn Collins. And she just said the show and the venue and all that stuff, but I totally just don't have that in my head right now. But if you go to my Facebook page or my Instagram, you'll definitely see some adverts for that particular show. So all my D.C., Maryland, Virginia people, please come out and support this Virgo Lounge show next month, July 19th. And then to all my loves in the U.K., we're coming back for the Moments for Love U.K. Soul Sessions, Gwendolyn Collins, Kenya Soul Singer, Blaze, and Isma. One night, The Hideaway Live, September 22nd.
All right. You hear that, everyone? And go ahead and give your website information as well, please.
Yes, please come and check me out at KenyaSoulSinger.com.
All right. And tell everyone the name of your album, please.
The name of my brand new album is The Bridge. And thank you so much for purchasing. Thank you for streaming. I love that. Please go onto Spotify and stream the heck out of this album. I love that. I love you for doing that for me. And there's also links on my Facebook and Instagram pages where you can click and go straight to streaming this album. Don't have to pay for it. Don't have to buy it. You can just chill and listen to the album all day and all night. Do that.
All right. Now, Kenya Soul Singer, if you have any persons you want to give a shout-out to, you can go ahead and do that right now.
Well, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my producer, CAP. Thank you for taking me under your wings. Thank you for allowing me to insert my minimal producer knowledge into your years of experience. Thank you for collabing with me and producing such an amazing record. And just thank you to my family that's always so supportive, my husband and my son that have always supported and just been there waiting for me when I get home. If it's late, you know, when I'm sitting in here writing, you know, I got to close the door and just shut off from the world, you know, I just want to thank them for allowing me to do what I do and to do what I'm passionate about. And definitely thank you to the DJs such as yourself, Brenda, that continue to spin my records and continue to support and share my music with your listeners and your fans. And most importantly, to the fans that don't have to even be bothered. Thank you so very much for listening, for sharing, and for just jamming out to my vibe. I love you guys right back, and I plan to just continue to give you some good old, goody good soul music.
Yes, thank you. You are such a sweet person, Kenya Soul Singer. I would like to ask
you,
are there any words of wisdom you would like to give to any persons that are suffering in the world today or any persons that wanting to get into the music industry? Is there any advice you want to give?
Absolutely. You know, if there's something that you're passionate about, don't let anything stop you from doing that. In this technical day and age, there's not a soul that can stop you from doing anything you don't want to do. If you want to write a book, if you want to shoot a bikini calendar, if you want to write an album, if you want to do a cookbook, you can do what you want to do. The resources are out there. All you got to do is go look, go find the resources, go find the information, and do what it is you want to do. Don't have any regrets. Don't wait 20 or 30 years and go, I coulda, shoulda, woulda, because then it's too late. You know, go ahead and do it now. Do it right now. Do the thing that you dream of and that you're passionate about, and let your gift make room for it.
All right. You heard it, everyone, from Kenya Soul Singer herself. The advice is so good. It's basic and simple, common sense.
Yes.
Thank mm-hmm. you so much. Amen. And Kenya Soul Singer, thank you so much for becoming a participant on my show. I'll be following
Absolutely.
You for life.
I would like
for you to come back on any new upcomings. Just let me know. You're on the spot. And so
absolutely.
The show is recorded. Anyone that may have missed it, just follow that link. They can personally listen to it themselves. And thank you, everyone, thanks. For tuning in. Kenya, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Bless your heart.
Thank
you.
Sweet
person. And
thank
keep doing
you,
what you're doing. Oh, wow. I don't know what else to say.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for taking the time and for having me and for having this lovely conversation, Brenda. I really appreciate you.
And I had fun as well. So you have a blessed evening. And thank
you
everyone, for tuning in. I'm going to play Sunny Day by Kenya Soul Singer. And this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out from Let's Jazz It Up, Law Talk Radio.